Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Indeed, it's time to study God's Word together. You are through to the Glorious Morning Show's Study Hour. Let's then jump into our Voice of Prophecy conversation. We are currently going through the series on the Discover Study Guide, right? It's the Voice of Prophecy Discover Study Guide. By the way, you're more than welcome to join us as we study together here on the platform, but also to actually enroll and go through the Bible study course as we discuss on this one right here. Now, when we began this lesson on how you can believe the Bible, we touched on that the Bible, despite being written by multiple authors over centuries of time, a period of about 1,500 between the writing, the beginning and the ending of the writing of the scriptures, right? Still, somehow, it manages to present a coherent theological and historical narrative. And so we're going to be talking about some reasons why then you can trust the Bible. Thank you so much. All righty then, let's then jump into our conversation today with Pastor Sepiso Dixon, who joins us on the line. Muruti, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, and how was your night?
Mfundisi, my night was all right. Good morning to you and welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to ask Mfundisi that you pray for us as we jump into our conversation today.
Thank you so very much. Mm-hmm. Our dear loving Father, we count it a blessing to be called and to be counted among us the living. Amen. We pray, Lord, that as we enter into the discussion of your word, please may you be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for joining us again. Today we're talking about how the Bible is trustworthy. Maybe give us a summary of the lesson and also speak to why do we trust the Bible?
Thank you so very much. There are, in fact, quite a number of issues that we could and we should put much of the consideration in when it comes to trusting the Bible. We should know that it's a fact that the Bible is a historical book. These are past things that are written. But then, despite them being a past history, they are a living word to the living generation today.
Okay.
So the word of God still stands as a living word, though it is in the past. But the actual speaking, which is there, speaks directly to our current situation. Then number two, we can talk about the issue of the fulfilled prophecies. When we read the Bible, we will be able to consider and see that a lot of things that are written there, we have seen them, and some of them are even happening even in our eyes. Mm. So that really simply means and talks to us to say this cannot be something that somebody just dreamt and wrote and come up with such kind of true evidences of things that are reality. Number three, we can talk about the archaeological evidences. There are so many. In fact, let us just talk about something which is even clearer and nearer to our eyes. Mm-hmm. When we just visit Israel, there are a lot of archaeological sites which depicts of how actually the Bible is. We can talk about just the grave of where Christ was buried. There are recent discoveries of where that pool of Bethesda was, and there are a lot of sites that show us the real thing that this Bible surely is. It is a standard written copy that has been left for us even up today, and so on and so forth. Thank you so very much.
No, thank you, Mfundisi. Thank you for the clarity. Can we trust the different interpretations or versions of the Bible? And I think this is one point we said we would want to actually have a deeper conversation about. Is it something that we can trust? I mean, you find sometimes that the one speaks something that the other doesn't speak. Is there any version perhaps that is superior to others in terms of its accuracy?
Yes, Yeah, I'm going to say when we consider the issues of the versions that we have and the translations that we have, that is where the problem is. We cannot run away from the fact that not all the Bibles can be reliable because of their denomination bias. What I mean is that we with different denomination of where we are coming from, we have translated, or people have translated, the scripture according to what they believe and what their faith stands for. For example, we have got the other versions, which are for the lack of better terms, or mentioning the names of these individual denomination.
Yeah.
Let us just know that there are denominations that have got their own version according to what they stand for in the Word of God.
Yeah.
And so, having that form of having different kind of beliefs, that is where the problem is. So what I can only give as a piece of advice when it comes to look for a accurate Bible which is at least nearer to the original meaning, it's better we go for NIV, which is which has been there for quite a long period of time.
Okay.
And this one says a better way when it comes to reading and also to understand. And so today we have I said last year, is it yesterday in the morning, the New Living Translation, where it is trying to bring out the original meaning of the text. For example, I was just trying to research over which Bible can really live to the meaning of the actual words that are there in the Bible. And one of the fascinating things that I found is Psalms chapter 23, where the Bible says that the Lord is my shepherd and thou shall not want.
Okay.
And so when you look at that one, that is in the New International Version. But now when you consider it with the New Living Translation, it will tell you to say, the Lord is my shepherd and I have nothing to lack. Now, which leaves no gap of anything that you would be wanting, because when you just say the Lord is my shepherd and I don't want and I shall not want, it simply means what is that one that you are talking about? It sort of leaves a question. But when it comes to the New Living Translation, it gives it just a clear picture of saying everything is already within yourself. So what I can only say is, we need to get as many as possible versions with us when we are studying the scripture. We cannot run away from the fact of the New King James Version, the KJV itself, and also the English Standard Bible, the New American Standard Bible. So all those, when we put them together, these, at least, there are Bibles that are living to the recent discoveries of the manuscripts that were just discovered at the Dead Sea there.
Okay.
So they are trying to bring about the actual meaning. But let us put in mind to say that these scrolls, though they were found, they were a written copy of the original, because there was nowhere of how they can keep the written copies.
Okay. Quite fascinating there. Quite fascinating, and food for thought indeed. Thanks, Muruti. Thank you so much. Pastor, one thing that has always been used as a measure of the veracity of the scriptures and to build trust in it and its pages and its words meaning something is the issue of prophecy. Things that the Bible says will happen ahead of time, and when they didn't come to pass, people are reminded to say, wait a minute, God's word had spoken these things and here they are coming to pass. I think Christ also makes mention of this to say, I tell you ahead of time so that when they come to pass these things I'm telling you of, your faith will be made strong. Are there some Bible predictions, prophecies, if you will, have been fulfilled that our listener can say, wait a minute, are you saying this was in the Bible and they can gain some faith on?
Yes, there are so many actually that mm-hmm. we can find in the scripture, which points to the issue of how the Bible is accurate when it comes to the issues of the fulfilled prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can talk about the issue of the worlds. Let me just begin from the issue to do with the Christ himself dying on the cross.
Okay.
We are going to find that it was stipulated by Psalms, or in the book of Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms depicted the issue to talk about how the Messiah is going to die and what will be happening there on the cross, and everything was depicted accordingly to what the scripture had prophesied through the men of God that were moved. And so mm-hmm. we find that those things came to happen in the Gospels. In the interest of time, we can talk about the book of Matthew chapter 24, mm-hmm. where we see nations arising against nations. And so today we are seeing, even today, where we see a lot of things that are happening, where nations are bombing other nations. Nations have left their own nation to go and fight with other nations. So all these are a fulfillment of the prophecy that the Bible has been talking about. But then the greatest thing of ever is the prophecy of Jesus Christ, which was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah, that the Messiah will come and will be born out of a virgin. And so we see it in the book of Luke, chapter 2, where Jesus is born at the right time and at the fulfillment of time. And so these are some of the things that the Bible depicted in the pointing of the Messiah who is to come, and mm-hmm. he came and died. And so we are waiting for his soon coming, which is the second coming. Mm-hmm. These and many others, they are the things that the Bible talks about.
Mm-hmm. Fritz, is there a prophecy, and thank you for the ones you've already presented, that one might be able to look to in our time and maybe even still to be fulfilled, that they can then say, okay, no, this one here I can verify because I have noticed it in and around me, perhaps to just increase on that confidence scale?
Thank you. When you talk about the one that one should be able to look at and see that indeed the word of the Lord stands for generation to generation, and that the prophecies are being fulfilled each and every day, we need to stick to the book of Daniel. And when look at the book of Daniel chapter 2, where it depicts of all the kingdoms of the world. And so when we look at what is happening and the fulfilled prophecies of the kingdom of Babylon, the kingdom of Greece, the kingdom of Persia, and so the kingdom of pagan Rome, and today we are in the Papal Rome governance. Mm. All those things, they are part of the actual things that we are living in and what we are waiting for. And so there are so many things that we can depict from the word of God, which gives us a clear picture of the fulfilled prophecies and things that are happening. Like, for example, we can consider the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, where it says the love of man shall wax cold. And when you look at the issues that are pertaining to our daily lives and what news we hear every now and then, you are going to find that this is the actual living that we are living today, where people have sought out into different ways and the love of man has worked so cold. So these are many other things. We don't just need to look at to the other nations or to other people, but even within our localities, our vicinities, these things are within our eyes.
Yeah.
So we can talk about the character of people. We can talk about how people are mingling among themselves. How do they consider each other? How do we live? Is it a world of living as a community? Is it a world of caring? So all those are part of the things that were spoken, that in the latter days or in the last days, these shall come to happen. And so we need to take keen interest and also remember that at the end of all this thing that we're looking at, there is a climax of the coming of Jesus Christ who would come and take them out.
Yeah.
And so when we look at the book of Revelation chapter 20:21, where John now depicts of why these things has to be removed, it's because God would not want us to live in the world which is not suitable and which is not a peaceful world, a world of problems and calamities. And so we need to take keen interest by studying the scripture. We research it and check so that as we live, we know that there is no any other written copy that can stand for a test of time. They have tried to remove it. They have tried to diverge from the original meaning, but the Lord has surely kept this scripture up to today. And hence today, this morning, we are talking about the same Bible.
Well, thank you, Mfundisi Swami, and we want to just appreciate you as well. Thank you so much for joining us and reminding us of the importance of the word, of the truancy of the word, of the veracity of the word, of the unity of the word. We say to you, may God bless you and thank you. May He keep you until we chat again next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mfundisi Swami. God bless you. Thank you once again. All right.
Amen.
That's our pastor there, Mfundisi Sepiso Dixon, who has been with us as we are looking at the Voice of Prophecy conversation. You can trust God's word. That's a given.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.